today we're discussing Hume's law, specifically the is-ought problem. It's the philosophical argument that we cannot logically move from describing what is, the facts of the world, to prescribing what ought to be, which are our moral choices and actions.
Right, and we make this leap constantly without even noticing. The blog post highlights three really clear examples of this. The first is biological. Humans can eat meat, which is a fact, leading to the prescription, therefore humans should eat meat. But the fact doesn't automatically dictate the prescription.
Exactly. The second example is about infrastructure and convenience. Air travel is convenient, so we should build more airports and fly more planes. And the third is a classic corporate scenario. XYZ is a can't-fail goal. Therefore, we should prioritize it over everything else.
In every single one of these, there is a massive leap between the is and the ought. Hume argues that this leap isn't based on logic or reasoning at all. Instead, it involves our values, our decision-making frameworks, our feelings, and our sentiment. It's fundamentally subjective and arbitrary.
This brings us to the fact-value distinction. The author points out that values are actually made-up concepts. Many of the values we accept in society, or even within our companies, are just conventions. We tend to accept them simply because they've existed for a long time, not because they are some kind of objective, fundamental truth.
And if you go even deeper, what we value is ultimately about meaning. But the post argues that humans haven't actually figured out the meaning of existence. No matter what meaning you come up with, you can always ask the next logical question. Why is that the case?
Right. The chain of whys is infinite. The author brings in Thomas Nagel here, who claims that the only way we actually derive meaning is when we simply choose to stop asking questions. We just decide that a certain point is good enough and stop.
So the big takeaway from the post is a challenge to the reader. What we do and say is ultimately driven by sentiment and feelings, not by objective facts.
It's a powerful conclusion. It suggests that our most logical-sounding arguments are often just structured justifications for our underlying feelings. Recognizing that might be the first step to truly understanding why we make the choices we do.